This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored!
Smith corks one into right down the line! It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans, and welcome to a Monday edition of Two Birds and a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast. As always, coming to you from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere. Hopefully, we're back at it here before long, and pre- and post-game, you can hang out at Patio's. And, 6 feet away from everybody, have a cocktail and hang out. But we see how that's kind of going all over the place, too. So God only knows what's in store for us there. But I just hope everybody gets open, and I'd sure like to see some baseball again. Been having some fun today on Twitter, having some back and forth conversations. I always say that I love to take the other side of the argument. And I think sometimes people don't know how to take my head. So I say all the time, I'm pro player. I think if you've listened to the show, you know that I'm always saying they should spend more money and they should do this and they should do that. I just think this is a unique circumstance, and I'm really more intrigued by how we want to hold the MLB owners to a different stance than we do normal everyday business. And, again, I'll say this before we go on. I've said it once, I'll say it again. If your stance is they're rich and they should just give people money, well, then that's fine. It's not reality. And if you're one of these people that think, well, it should be, well, okay, well, you kind of live in fantasy land. I don't think the owners are crying necessarily poor. I don't know that the players are crying poor either. I just think this is a unique time, and I don't think either side wants to give. And I've said it once, and I'll say it again. In my heart, I believe this. If the contract wasn't coming up so soon, I really think this would have been resolved. I think the players' union may have been a little more open to something creative. I think the owners may have given a little more maybe than they wanted to. But I think it's so close to a new CBA that neither side wants to give an inch because they feel like it's going to be held against them. And I could be wrong, but who knows? We're going to find out one way or the other. And who better to talk to about something when it comes to both sides of the argument, because he's been there and he is there, our co-host and cohort in crime, Benji Molina. What's going on, pal?
What's going on, Jimbo? Yeah, we needed to do a show, man. What's going on?
Well, it may not be professional baseball season, but my son is playing. So last week I was in with him in Kansas City, which was awesome. Played against some unbelievably talented players, kids that I know a year from now, some of them will be drafted. I mean, just 17-year-old baseball and tons of kids throwing 93, 94 with nasty sliders. And, it's unbelievable. It's so cool to watch your son participate in something like that and be able to compete at that level. Like, I don't make bones. My son's not the best player when we go down there, but he competes. You know, he's not overwhelmed, which bodes well for his own future. But to see some of these kids, man, they're just on another level physically and mentally. It's really cool to see and to be able to watch your son compete. It's kind of fun, actually. And even if they, when they struggle, it is what it is. But, man, when they have success, it makes it even sweeter. So it's a lot of fun, and I've enjoyed it. But it does stink we don't have Major League Baseball.
It is amazing what you're going through, Jimbo. You know, I always had my heart. I always wanted a boy,
Yeah.
And what you're going through is one of my reasons. You know, I always wanted to you know, support him and be there for him and watch him. But like you said, Jimbo, your heart just starts racing when you see him competing against people that, you know, in a way are bigger or they could be more successful than your kid maybe at times or something. So it is crazy, though. But I always wanted a boy for that reason, and I'm glad that he's going through it because nobody knows. Once he finds out and he keeps getting hot or something, nobody knows what the kiddo is going to do. You know, you can't predict any of that. So just to follow him and supporting him and all that stuff, that's perfect. That's great. And what you're doing is amazing. But, man, what you're going through and, you know, your heart rate and when he hits and when he plays the defense, when he's competing out there, that must be a thrill for you, buddy. I can't even imagine.
It is. I will say, you know, sitting in the, you know, stands as I don't coach his team, you know, he's at that level where you just don't coach your kid really anymore. But sitting in the stands watching some kid warm up and there's tons of scouts and colleges back there and they got radar guns and, you know, it's 92, 93. And then to watch your kid get in the box and just foul off pitches and, you know, fly out or get a base hit and think, man, how's he doing that? Because, you know, I think there's a part of us that doesn't think that, you know, man, I just don't know he'll ever compete at that level. But to watch him compete and make plays and then come in and pitch against those teams and get outs, it's like, man, you know, he's a decent pitcher. He's, you know, he probably sits 85, touches 88, but, you know, I mean, it's just fun, man. I don't know what to say. And I will say that has by far been my saving grace without having any Major League Baseball because I'm missing it. And, you know, kind of what I said at the beginning here, and I've been talking to people, I know people out there going, I just don't understand this guy because, you know, in my heart, I wish the owners would all just say, look, man, we're going to be fine. Let's just do this and let's go. But there's some reason they're not. And I can't come up with the reason, Benji, because like it's not like there has to be a reason why it's not that simple. Is it truly vindictiveness? Is it truly that they're losing that much money that they can't? Like somewhere in between all this crazy minutia is the reality. And that's all I try to do is make it about reality. That's why I compare them. I'm not going to hold them on a pedestal. I'm going to compare them to every other business in America. And there's a lot of businesses that make a lot of money that you would assume a year from now are going to be back to normal. And they're letting people go and laying people off and doing all this stuff. And you're like, man, that just doesn't seem right to me as a human being. But business is business. And the very first thing you ever said on this show as a full-time host was, remember, guys, it's a business.
Oh, my goodness, Jimbo. You hit that on the head really, really good. You know, and we always discuss this about being a business, right? We always say it, man. It's a business first. I don't care what everybody else has to say. I don't care what everybody else have in mind. And they all say, oh, they can do this and they can do that. Whatever. I don't care. What I care is when it comes to baseball, it's a freaking business first, man. And this is what we're seeing here. The players have already shown signs that they want to play. You know what I mean? They want to play. They want to get out there. They want to start playing. They're ready to go. But the owners are also defending their territory, man. And this is a standoff. It is a standoff. So I really believe that. I don't know, man. I really believe it's a standoff, and the owners are trying to look out for their own thing. But also, the players are also don't want to lose any money either. So I call it a standoff, but man, I wish one of them would just say, hey, listen, guys, let's go play, man. Let's see what we can do with this, you know?
For sure, man. I don't know about you, but I'm just trying to figure it out, you know? Like, I'm just trying to figure out where this middle ground is going to reach. Now, I think I know where it is based on how the conversations have went, right? You get to a certain point where you know, and you hate to use this term, but, you know, it's time to cut the bullshit, right? So the players' union coming out and saying, look, man, we're done. You're going to do what you're going to do. Just tell us when and where to show up. So, you know, that lays some cards on the table, right? So now things start, you know, all the things that we didn't know about come out, right? Like now we learn that because of some clause or something that the commissioner can really do what he wants here, with the caveat that they get their quote unquote full prorated pay, but they're going to get it based on the number of games. So the players union is saying, look, you're going to get to that number that you're comfortable paying out. You're going to make the same amount of money regardless, which totally contradicts everybody that says they're going to make all this money because, you know, if it was by game like that, the more games they play, then they would make all this money. So it really contradicts it, to be honest. But for this argument's sake, they're saying, look, you're going to do what you're going to do. Just tell us when and where to be. And we'll go ahead and take our prorated pay for however many games you say. And we've stood our ground and we've unified our union, which the long picture here is, you know, does that mean they're dug in even more come CBA time? I think that would be the argument, and I'm sure you would agree. But I think the owners, and this is the only thing I can come up with, Benji, because I think all of us are going, why would they do that? Well, I think the owners probably are looking at one another going, guys, it really doesn't matter what we're going to do here. We're heading for a big fight in 2021. So we might as well do what's best for us right now because it's going to be a big fight in 2021. I think there's going to be major changes in the CBA in 2021. And I think the owners and players both probably look at it and go, it doesn't matter what we do here. That's coming. So let's do what's best for us.
I think you're right, man. I think you're right. But I don't think I don't know if it's true or not.
Benji, you there? I lost you. Benji.
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah, okay. So start over. You said you don't know if it's true, but you heard something.
No, I said I don't know if it's true. Owners are trying to – I don't think the owners are trying to pay prorated money, man. That's the whole point of the whole stop, because if they paid prorated, we probably would be having baseball right now. You know what I'm saying? Because that means that, for example, a guy that makes $5 million a year will be getting 2.5 a half, right?
Sure.
So 82 games give you half, so he will be getting paid 2.5 no matter what, right?
If they play 82 games.
Yeah, if they play 82 games, he would be getting 2.5, but they already got paid some money, which doesn't go, how do you say that? It's not for them. So if they play, it goes into their salary. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So I heard that, for example, if you're getting paid 2.5 and you already got paid 2 months and they already play 82 games, you take those 2 months off, and they don't get paid for playing because they already got paid those 2 months. You see what
right.
I'm saying?
Sure.
So that's what they don't want. I don't think the players want that. I don't think the players, that's what their argument is. It's like, man, you did this out of your heart, and now you're trying to put it into our salary. So we're going to – the whole team is going to go out there and play for 2 months, and they're not going to get paid because they already got paid in April and May. You see what I'm saying? For 2 months, they're not going to get paid. And then they start getting paid. And I don't think that fit well with the players, you know? So if that money, the first 2 months that they got paid, is not touched and it's the players, and now you start getting paid whenever this season starts, you start getting paid the same, then they probably go for it, right? But that's not business for the owners. That's not the way they do business. The only problem here, I think, Jimbo, is that the owners pay those 2 months out of their hearts, you know?
Yeah, so, I don't know anybody does anything out of their heart, do they?
You know, but you know what I'm saying, though? At the beginning, they did because they didn't know if they were going to play. You know, when they got paid, now we understand a little more. Now we understand what the situation is and all that, right?
Sure.
But before, when they got paid the first 2 months, nobody knew. They were getting paid, and there was no baseball going to be played. So that's what I mean by they did it out of their hearts, right? But the players are saying, okay, you gave us that. Thank you, and, you know, all that. But when we start playing, I don't want those 2 months to be involved in that same – let's say they play July, August, September and October. Well, July and August is already paid because they already paid you in April and May. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think
that's what I think. They're in the middle. That's why I believe that's what's happening. If I heard it right from one of the guys, right?
Well, I mean, here's the truth: is if you really look at it, I would say that there's even you. Like, I mean, let's face it. I mean, you know more than the average bear. But the truth of the matter is, do we really know for sure 100% what all's going on? You know what I mean? It's very frustrating.
Nobody understands what's going on because that's behind doors, right? But at the same time, the things that is being said over there and the things that's being said for the MLB PA, the Players Association, it contradicts themselves. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
They contradict themselves because the owners come out saying, or MLB comes out saying something, and then all of a sudden the Player Association is like, no way, that didn't happen. This is what happened. You see what I'm saying? So
sure.
It's really hard for a fan, us as fans, to understand if we're not in there. We believe, Jimbo, it's that they're really, really apart from what they want to do. The owners want to do their things, trying to save their money, or maybe other things too that we don't know. But also the players are trying to say, hey, man, listen, we're the product out there. We play. You pay us already at the first 2 months. I get it, but we need to get paid some kind of money to play your 82 games that you want. You know what I mean? So until they stop bumping heads and they stop muscling, you know, they stop this muscling thing back and forward, it's not going to be baseball, man. And it's going to be sad for the whole country not to have baseball, you know?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I typically believe that a lot of stuff's posturing. I typically believe a lot of it is trying to get the best deal. I mean, because that's life, right? And I think we would all agree with that. I think my biggest problem here is we've gotten way past the point of deal time. This almost feels to me like this is the owner's way of saying, we're not messing around here. Like, you guys think we have all this money and we don't. It's hard for us to accept that because we see such large, lucrative TV deals. But then, you know, we don't think about the other things. And I'm smart enough to understand the evaluation of your franchise and how that works. I get that. And you could sit there and you could blame an owner for saying, well, you're cash poor because, you know, you took all this money and you reinvested it back in your franchise to elevate your evaluation. And now they're saying, well, we don't want to go into debt any more than we already are. I mean, this is the business part of it that sucks. That's the problem with sports, man. And it's like, I've said this to people before, man. When you say, remember, it's a business, I tell people all the time, have you ever heard the way he says it? It's sad. It's sad that players who we just want to, let's face it, we just want to idolize. We just want to cheer for. We just want to root against. Doesn't matter. Like, it can be Cubs players or it can be Cardinals players. We just want to be fans and we just want to be entertained. And it's just not as simple, I guess, unfortunately, as we think it is. Because if it was, they would have found a way to do this. It makes, I mean, if you really sit back, it makes zero sense what's going on right now, unless there's some truth to what both sides are saying. And I think you have to look at both sides. So I don't know, man. Is the distrust at the end of the day between both parties, Benji, the ultimate problem? I lose you? Hello. I did lose him. There's something going on with the phones. Let's see what's happening here because he was cutting out there a minute ago.
Hello.
I think when I lost you, I had asked you if ultimately the distrust between both parties is the biggest problem here.
Yes, and I know. I'm sorry that we got disconnected a little bit there. But I don't know. Something started beeping like an emergency on the phone.
Yeah.
And it just got cut off. But don't worry. Yeah, this is what's happening, Jimbo. The owners are trying to save their butts and as much as they can. And the players are trying to save their butts, too. Remember, these guys are going to a table, man, at the end of the year. and it's going to be way much more intense. And I heard from source that the 21 could have been a stoppage. So we're not done through this crap yet, you know? We're not done. We're not done because this coronavirus started. We got a lot of things to go through in the off season with these owners and players, man, and it could get ugly before it gets better. We just hope not, because obviously we want baseball to be back. But a lot of these owners, Jimbo, they're business guys. We all know it. That's how they make their money, and that's it. They're trying to save their money. They're trying to make money. And if they see an opportunity that they, I'm sorry, not an opportunity, if they see something that is not allowing them to do what they do best, I mean, they still hesitate, you know? But again, let's tell the fans too that this is not every owner. It could not be, it might not be the St. Louis Cardinals owner. We don't know, of course, but we're just putting it in general, right? Like in general, we're talking about all the owners, but of course, a lot of owners want to play. A lot of owners, they want to go out there on the field and put the guys out there. But a lot of owners, that probably doesn't make much. And this is my thinking, Jim, but you tell me what you think too, because I want to hear your thoughts, because it's driving me nuts. When they say let's play 82 games, they're putting a lot of teams into the playoffs. Right? They put much more teams making the playoffs, so they can probably benefit at that time. Hopefully the fans are in. Somehow they can benefit from some kind of money, right? I think that's why they did it.
Yeah.
That's why they give opportunity to many, many teams to make the playoffs. It's just so they can get money.
Correct.
From baseball.
Correct.
So a lot of the teams that feel like their club can make the playoff, they're going to say, yes, let's play. Because they're going to make their money. But a lot of them, that they go home when the season is over every single year, they go home. They don't make the playoff every year. They just go home. A lot of them, they're like, no, man, I'm better off just cutting the season and let's go home and rest and let's go for spring training next year. Let's see what happens. You see what I'm saying? So what? Until that is done and discussed, man, we're going to be in the same boat.
Well, to that point, I think is where you get into what you know, the brass tacks of it all, right? Like I've said this all the time. It's either or. It's either you're on the side of, you're never going to convince me that they don't make a ton of money and they can't suck it up for a year side, which is fine if that's the side you want to be on. I actually would like to be on that side, because that would be the simplest fix here, right? Or you're on the side of reality and you're asking the tough questions like I am, saying, if it's that easy, then why aren't they doing it? And I think the reason we're not doing it is something that you're touching on right now. And I'm glad you asked my thoughts. I'll give them to you here in a second. But before we do, I'm going to remind you to check us out at twobirdsonthebat.com, where we're going to ask you to click subscribe to the podcast. It's free and takes about 30 seconds. And we do appreciate it when you do it. Find us on our social media sites at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. Follow us there. Find us on Facebook by typing in Two Birds and a Bat and liking our Facebook page. The pin post is always our latest show. If you would like it, comment on it and share it. That helps us a ton. Also, find us on Instagram, Two Birds and a Bat Show, and at lineupmediagroup.fm, home of your radio streaming platform for your mobile device. I want to thank Adam Smokehouse for their continued support of our show. I can't thank those guys enough for all that they do. You guys are really taking care of them. I see they're selling out all the time, but don't take that for granted. Get your orders in early to make sure you get your great food. Just another locally owned business that we're watching as they make their way through this and try to come out the other side even better than before. Mike and his staff do a tremendous job. That's Adam Smokehouse, located on Watson Road. Make sure you guys check them out. St. Louis, here's your cue. Same can be said for my friend, Dr. Kristen Jacobs at drkristenjacobs.com. You know, she's here in Illinois. Things are starting just to relax a little bit, and I'm seeing more and more of her and the things that she's doing over here. She wants to remind you all that every day is Skin Cancer Awareness Day. Make sure you guys take care of yourself and check out Ooh La La Spa Anti-Aging and Wellness Center for everything there. You guys heard me talk about baseball at the beginning of the show and how proud I am to go watch my kid. Being part of the Gators Baseball Academy has been great for him this year and his progress. GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. I don't know what I would have done without it with missing out on high school season. Very fortunate where he plays and getting some of that instruction and just being able to participate really at a high level is something that, you know, we take for granted sometimes. And picking that back up and being part of it is so awesome. I can't thank everybody enough. I do want to say to everybody out there, please make sure you check out the Gators Baseball Academy, as you know, this next season is going to sneak up on us. So they're located in Illinois and Missouri. If you have a team that would like to come over and join as a whole group, we're looking for people that want to do that. And of course, kids that are interested in trying out, they can do that as well. But learn more about us at GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. So the question that you asked, I think here's where I'm at on it. I think we look at things like the conversation I had today. You know, it's like, well, they make so much money, Jim. They have this huge TV deal. Well, if you do some research, you find out that the TV deal isn't prorated. They actually, if you don't deliver X amount of games, you actually make less money. So they're going to be dealing with that, which they are aware of. But yes, they will get some TV money for the regular season. Yes, they will. How much that is, I don't know. I'm not sure. But it's less. Right, it's significantly less. Why is it significantly less?
They get paid for like that, Jimbo. Do you know for a fact that if they get paid for a year? Because I heard different things. I heard sometimes with TV deals, you get paid after 3 to 5 years.
Well, when you get paid. So you have a contract, which during that contract, for instance, if the Cardinals viewership increases or decreases, it doesn't change the contract. Part of the contract, which if you read, there's some really good articles about the finances and the legal stuff. Like nobody that has any skin in the game that is reporting facts. And that's this. There is an obligation per the contract for the Cardinals to give, for in this case, Fox Sports Midwest, 140 games. Well, they're not going to be able to deliver on that. So Fox Sports is going to come back and go, not only did you not deliver, like, we went out and sold all this, we can't deliver, so now you're going to get paid less of a premium. I mean, it's in there. It's in the contract. So there's that going on. Not to mention, and this is, see, these are the little things nobody thinks about. Let's just say I owned a business, which when you turn on Fox Sports Midwest, yes, you see Budweiser. Yes, you see all these big, big things, right?
You have to play to get paid in.
Yeah, but here's the thing. What about the guy like me that owns a local business that buys some time that I'm going, look, I can't pay you. I haven't had any business in 3 months. Right? So we just assume that they're going to play. Let's, again, for the ease, like you did earlier, let's say it's 81 games. We just assume that means the owners, if they made, let's just say, if they made $100 million, they're going to make 50. That's not the case. They are not going to have fans in the stands. They are not going to buy tickets. They're not going to buy concessions, and they're not going to buy apparel. They are not going to go to Ballpark Village, all the things that have nothing to do with the Cardinals, but we understand that they're linked. And then on top of that, what if you're Hardee's and you pay, I don't know what they pay a year to be in the stadium. You think they're going to pay for that if there's no fans in there to see it? Why would they do that? And you're probably sitting there going, well, they got a contract. They got to pay the Cardinals, even though, no, they don't. I promise you, any contract worth its salt has stuff in there to cover this. So don't just assume that all the money that they were going to get, they're just going to simply get half of it because they're playing half a season. They're not. So what it really comes down to is you believe that they're rich and they should see the forest through the trees and pay the players, which I'm all for, by the way, but they're just not going to do it that easily. Benji?
Oh, no, I'm with you 100%. They're not going to go out there and say, hey, I'm McDonald's or something. Here's my money for the year. When they know nobody's going to see the sign. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
I'm with you 100%. It's going to be hard for the owners, too. I mean, we have to watch both sides, like you mentioned. There's no way you can sit here and say, let's have games because the players are willing to. Okay, yeah, the players. Now, you got to say the same thing for the owners, man. We got to be here even up. They make money, they have money, but I bet you anything, in their head, in the owner's head, it's a freaking business, dude. It's a freaking business. And if they don't think that they're gonna be okay with the business they're at, it's not gonna happen, man. And it's gonna be sad for a lot of fans. It's gonna be sad for me, for you, for everybody.
But that's their mentality. I want people to understand that. I want people to understand that it's not that they don't care about their player. Of course they do care. But I bet you anything, it's business first before their player. You see what I'm saying? It's business first. It's not going to be okay, let's pay this guy 3-4 months of free money. It's not going to be like that, believe me. It's going to be like, okay, what can we get these? What can we do this? Okay, you guys are going to make this. Well, let's make it fair for everybody. We got to make this. And until that is solved, it's going to be really, really sad because we're not going to have any baseball and a lot of people. And we need baseball, Jimbo. That's another thing we need. We need to tell people we need the game of baseball. There's no way in the world that nobody's going to tell me, oh, okay, we'll be fine if we don't play. No, heck no. The whole United States and the whole world needs baseball, man. So let's get out of it. Hopefully they can do it, you know. They can get to an agreement soon and they can go back to games.
Right. Let's go to the Patterson Tire and Service text line. There's a text on here that kind of touches on a part of the conversation that I had earlier. It's a good one. I do want to thank Patterson Tire and Service a whole lot more than a tire store. Give them a call at 618-797-6711. Chat with them about your brakes, tires, or, you know, if you just got to get the car in there to have it looked at. They've been down in their community for over 40 years, and I know you guys will be happy with the service. There's great prices with a ton of service as well. They just have access to better pricing because they do so much down there, and you guys are going to get that passed along to you. Like I said, give them a call, 618-797-6711, located at 3718 Highway 111 in Granite City, Illinois. That's our good friends at Patterson Tire and Service, a whole lot more than a tire store. This is a good question because this person texts a lot, and his name's John, and I know who he is. And he says, hey, guys, appreciate the numerous conversations about the MLB and MLB Players Union and the fight that is going on. It does seem like the argument's getting old, but what else do we have to talk about? On that note, do we lump the Cardinals in with the owners? Because it seems like to this point they've been pretty good to their employees. So, I'll tell you this, Benji, my answer to that is this. I couldn't tell you for sure what every team in the league is doing right now. What we do know is this. We do know that all of Major League Baseball paid into a fund so that all the players got some money. They also all got a guaranteed year of service that they get whether they play or not this year. They get to keep that money. They get a guaranteed year of service, even if they don't play a game, which is good. That's a good thing. They also, like, I know the Cardinals, to my knowledge, if you're a Cardinal employee, now, unfortunately, the people that really count on the part-time jobs down there, they're not part of the Cardinals. They're part of, like, other services. I don't know what the deal is there. I know there were funds set up to try to help those people. I couldn't speak intelligently to exactly what it is or how long it's gone on. I know there was some stuff done, but I couldn't speak to that. But I do know, as far as the employees are concerned, if you want to consider players employees, they did get money. Minor leaguers did get money. And to my knowledge, all the staff that works for the Cardinals, I'm talking people that work in the offices, season tickets, all that stuff, broadcasters yourself, I believe to this point you guys are continuing to get paid.
Yep. Yep. They have been very generous with us as workers, you know. Even the players, let's be honest, they've been generous with the owners. I mean, who doesn't want to be paid 2 months of your salary when you haven't even put up a uniform? You know what I mean? So, however angle you want to see that, Jimbo, as a fan or as a player or as anything that you want to do, you still have to know and be honest with yourself and say thank you because they pay 2 months of your salary, right? So it depends just how you see it in any way later on talking about the owners and the players. So, but behind that, all the employees, they got paid. They're getting paid. You know, 3 months of no baseball, okay? 3 months of no baseball, and these guys have got paid, the workers. And that is very nice of them. They know they need them when the baseball comes back. They know they have sacrificed so much time
that working for the Cardinals, that they've been very generous and they have paid. But other teams have cut down their payments. They have cut down their – they haven't even got paid. I know people from the Dodgers have told me that they only got paid the spring training, Jimbo. And don't get me or quote me on this, okay? I am not sure, but the guys that I know in the Dodgers, they said that they got paid spring training, and that's it. Imagine April, May, and June not being paid when other teams are paying their employees, right?
Yeah.
So that's the difference. You know, you have to be very thankful that you're getting paid. Obviously, you want the baseball back. You don't want to just get paid like this. You want to work. You want to get out there and do your thing. But, man, it's going to be hard. I just saw a Rob Manfred something on the internet that they were saying. He was saying that he's not very confident there's going to be baseball in 2020, man. And for the commissioner to say that, you know, come out there. And then he said later on, of course, and he said that he's not very he's not 100% sure that it's not going to be baseball, but he's not very confident. You know what I mean?
Well, so didn't I think that, well, I think the bigger issue is, didn't he just say a couple days ago that he said, look, there's going to be a season? I mean, it was almost like him saying, look, we're going to have something, you know.
And you see what I mean?
Yeah,
at the beginning of the
it's not
show,
good.
We're saying they contradict themselves all the time. So it's very hard to have a discussion on coming back of baseball or basketball or soccer or whatever when you have the players, the owners, and the MLB just bouncing heads, you know, and bumping heads and hitting their foreheads, and nobody wants to give in. So it's going to be very hard, man. It's going to be very tough.
Well, I just can't believe for the life of me we won't have baseball. I mean, I can't get off the fact
too.
That I still think there is still money to be made. It's probably not as much as we think or as much as there's still money to be made.
And you're right, but forget about the money. Think about your heart. Like,
God.
As a fan, you're like, no, heck no. There's no way there's no baseball. There's no way in the world we have no baseball. You know what I'm saying? Just for the reasons that we're having it, there's no way that's going to happen. That's the first thing that comes to your head.
Here's a great question on that note on the Patterson Tire and Service text line. Hey, wanted to ask you guys, what would missing an entire season do to a player's skill set? That's interesting. You know, I don't think we realize, like I say all the time, that players make the game look easy. I don't think we realize what goes into being a player at that level. It's like anything. When you do something all the time, you know, it makes you better at it, right? Well, there, you can do stuff in a cage or in a yard all you want to do, but the reality of it is nothing ever replaces gameplay. Nothing. Seeing 95 with nasty sliders and exploding breaking balls and two seamers and seeing all that on a daily basis cannot be replicated. It would be really hard to be replicated in a game scenario. If guys truly missed a whole season, would this, like, man, that would be tough, wouldn't it?
It would be really tough to come back, but I tell you what, Jimbo, these guys are still hitting machines, you know?
Yeah.
They're still hitting those machines in the cages. They're still battling their butts in their houses when they have cages throwing 75 miles an hour and they go short distance, you know, like make it look like it's a lot hotter. They have their ways, man. So that part of, you know, I'm not afraid that they're going to lose. I'm sure some of them might probably, we're going to have some players maybe losing skills, like you said, but I don't know, the good ones, I don't think they'll miss anything, man. I think they'll keep working their butt off and they know what they need to do to get back at it, you know? So I really believe that it might be some guys that might lose, you know, a fastball, or they might lose on not pitching every day or whatever, or hitting. But I don't think many of them will, you know. I don't think that's going to go, because they prepare you for that. Like right now, if we have a season, they're still going to go out there 3 weeks or at least 3 weeks to get prepared for the season. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you get the repetition for 3 weeks or maybe a month of spring training again. And next year, they're going to go back to a normal, a month and a half of spring training, a bunch of games. And then you get back to the season. So I think it's going to be hard for a lot of players to lose their skills. there might be a few that might, but I see it hard. I see it hard to believe that these guys are like Goldsmith or Yachty or De Jong or somebody like that is just going to come out flat out, not do anything after just a stoppage, you know?
Yeah. I guess this is a great question that it will kind of end with, because I think this would make people wonder. Somebody asked, Benji, during your career, so and you'll see, I think what they're getting at is while you were playing, what's the longest you ever went between competitive games? What's the longest you ever said? I mean, were you ever hurt for a long period of time? Or, I mean, what's the longest you ever went without playing a competitive game? Because these guys could be going quite a while.
Yes, and let me tell you, being hurt is different, right? You're still at the field. You're still doing things that you can do. That's different from being a stoppage, right? That's different from being at home and practicing at your place or practicing at the facilities. Or that's different. But I've been hurt quite a bit. You know, my wrist one time lasted 2 months to get ready. You know, but I was always on the field. I was always doing things that I could do with the guys and things like that. But being away, I never was away so much, only hurt, right? So I think the most I've been out is it's either 2 months or close to 2 months. That's my guess. That would be the guess that I had a hamstring, I think, for 1 month. But then I got my wrist, and it was like almost 2 months. I think that's the longest, man. And that's a long time, you know? That's a long time. When I came back a lot with a lot of energy, of course, and I was pumped up for being back. But, man, you lose that time and you just lose your timing a little bit. It takes you a while to get it. I get that. But that's what happened. I think the longest is probably like 2 months without playing when I got hurt.
Man, I just can't even imagine. Like, this is what you do and just not doing it for – the better part of a year, really. I mean, I can't imagine. I also can't imagine, like people say, like I've heard people say, man, what if you're Yachty? You know, think about where you're at in your career. And I always say, yeah, no, I do. I do think about that. But what if you're Mike Trout and you're in the middle of the prime of your career and you're putting up these ungodly numbers that may put you into an upper echelon when your career's over? What if you're a first-year player that was excited about having an opportunity to compete for a job this year? I mean, there are so many ways to look at this.
Or how about Wainwright? Even Wainwright, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I just can't even.
Wainwright probably, you know, it's in the mix, too. You know, how the heck Wainwright feel, you know?
I just can't even imagine.
Yeah, it's just nuts, man. I mean, I'm telling you, I think it's just really, really bad for everybody. There's guys that are trying to get to 600 home runs, 700 home runs, 500 home runs, 400 home runs, 300 home runs. They need this game to get to a milestone that might get him to the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Then all of a sudden, you don't have it. You don't have it. You're losing 162 games that you could have had easily, Jimbo. These kids could have had 20 home runs more in the season. Instead of finishing with 450 or 400, you finish with 380, 375. Something like that. Especially, imagine the guys who hit 30 home runs in a year. That's crazy, man. You know? So, I mean, there's guys like that. And there's guys out there that are battling to stay on MLB, you know? To stay in the game and have fun with the MLB. But, shoot, I tell you, man, Jimbo, these years we don't have baseball is going to hurt a lot of people, man. A lot of players, I mean.
Well, I will, I guess I'll just keep the faith and stay with where I've been this whole time, and that is I still think we're going to play. I just think ultimately, I just can't believe. Like I said, are the revenues going to be what they were? No. Is there, are the owners taking, yeah, they all are, but God darn it. There's just so much there, and I do believe one thing. I just don't understand how this is good for the long-term future of the game either. I just don't see it.
I just cannot see it. I just can't see. I cannot see baseball not happening, you know?
Well, I guess we're just going to have to see what happens, because I just don't know. I just don't know what the – I don't have a good answer. I don't. I mean
– Most of us don't.
I have some things that seem logical, but they just – you know, there's a reason. If it was that easy, we'd be playing baseball. That's all I can think, you know. And if I just I know the argument is they make the owners make so much money. Well, if they make so much money, then why aren't they doing everything they can to play? I just don't understand it.
Something is up, Jimbo.
For sure.
Something is up there that it's not, the owners are not liking it. You know what I'm saying? Something is up for them in their head that, no, that's not fair. In their heads, of course. That's not fair. We're going to lose this money. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Something is going on that we don't know is happening out there, you know?
I agree. I for the life of me, you know, can't come to grips with why it's so hard. But I know business has been – and again, if this would – like, if this was to happen, you know, when it did at the beginning, and they were to come to some sort of agreement – and we would have been playing baseball on July 4th, I would have said, well, business is business. They both sides negotiated as hard as they could to get as much as they could. We are at a point now where there's more to this than we know. It doesn't make any sense. You know?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. We just have to have our fingers crossed the whole time, because right now, what do you think? In your opinion, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good to me. It doesn't look good at all. What do you think?
I can't go away from the fact that I just can't believe they're not going to play. I mean,
yeah, me too.
I
cannot believe there's not going to be baseball, you know?
If revenues are $4 billion and they're only going to get $1 billion or $1.5 billion, isn't that still $1.5 billion?
Yeah.
You know,
zero.
I don't know. Just my thoughts. Just my thoughts.
Instead of zero, Jimbo. It's the same with the players, right?
For sure.
If you get paid $10 million, all of a sudden they're gonna pay you $4 or $5. Don't you want to have $4 or $5 instead of zero?
You know, and the other thing, isn't the other thing too?
Something going on.
Isn't the other thing too, Benji? Can you imagine not playing? Like, that's the other thing too. That, like, I know for sure, the players want to play. Like, there's no player sitting at home going, you know what, I'd rather just sit home and do nothing. There's no player like that.
They want to play. They want to play big time. They don't want to sit at home, man. They want to play. And think about all those young guys, too, you know? The young guys, man, they want to play. They want to show they can play. They cannot risk not being seen, or I don't know, they cannot risk anything. They want to play ball, Jimbo.
I don't know.
Sorry, but man, we just got to keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully we can just, these guys can just stop bumping their heads, man, and let's go, man. I'm ready for baseball.
Man, I don't know what to do. The whole thing is just, it's disheartening, man. All the things I see coming out, and you know, now I see that they're saying there absolutely won't be any season unless they waive any litigation possibilities. And I mean, that's, you know, to me, that's the league saying, okay, well, if we're going to have a season and we're going to pay you these prorated salaries, then we can't afford to be held up in court with all the legal fees. So let's just get past this. I don't know. The whole thing to me is just crazy. Just crazy.
It is crazy, man, but it's really it's gonna be really, really sad though when we don't have a season and they look back and say, you know, like, we didn't have a season but we could have. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. For sure.
They're gonna look back and say, I wish we went back. I wish we did this. I wish we did that. I wish that we didn't lose that kind of money. I wish we would have agreed to these. I wish that's what's gonna happen, man. Right now, they're afraid of obviously, Jimbo, they're afraid, you know, of the things. There's no fans. There's things like that happening. You know what I mean? So
The owners are afraid of any of that, and they don't want it. They don't want to lose money. They're not going to have fans. So in their head, they don't want to do that. They don't want to do it, and that's it. That's bottom line. The owners do not want to do that. They don't want to go through that. But if they see an opportunity to make some cash, and you know, they'll be okay. They'll do it. You know what I'm saying?
We shall see. We shall see. We will. We shall see. Well, I don't know, man. Another week where I thought we'd be talking about players heading to spring training, and another week that we're not. So, I guess we'll see what happens.
And another week that the games get smaller. Just think about that. Every time a week goes by, the 82 games become 70. The 70 games become 50. You know?
For sure.
You keep going like this, man. It will not be a season, and I hope not. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope we can play, man. We miss baseball.
We need cooler heads to prevail. I don't know.
Yeah.
We need some change here with lots of things going on for sure. But I want to thank you for taking time being with us today. And I'm heading to Indy tomorrow to watch a little man. Well, he's not so little anymore. Play in a big tournament in Indiana and Indianapolis, and good stuff, good times for sure. And at least I'll be watching some baseball, I guess. Won't be the Cardinals, but
you'll enjoy that.
I'd much rather watch my son play anyway, to be honest, at this juncture. So it's definitely nice.
Man, enjoy your kiddo, enjoy the game, enjoy the outdoors, man. A lot of places, like in California, man, there nobody's allowed to be outside yet.
For
sure. Everything is closed, so enjoy the outdoors, man.
We shall see. We shall see. Well, listen, I want to thank you for being with us. I want to thank all of our fans for being with us as well. Make sure you check us out at twobirdsonabat.com, where you can learn more about us, and click subscribe to the podcast. Please find us on social media at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter, Two Birds on a Bat on Facebook, and Two Birds on a Bat Show on Instagram, and also at lineupmediagroup.fm, home of your radio streaming platform for your mobile device. Download it for free today. As always, we come to you from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere, and we couldn't do the show without our friends at Adam's Smokehouse, St. Louis, Here's Your Cue, our good friend Dr. Kristen Jacobs.com, and all the wonderful things she does, GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, and of course, couldn't do it without all of you out there. For all of us here at Two Birds on a Bat, let's go Birds!
Let's go Birds!